The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'atzlachat Hayale Sava Le'Yisrael. Ha'omdim Ha'mishmar Arzenu V'Hare Elohenu Megibud Le'Banon Ve'ad Levo Ha'arava Ve'ad Kibun Mislaim Be'yabasha Be'avir U'bayam. Yiten Hashem Et Kod Ha'ayubim Nifanenu Negafim Nifnehem. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו ואותנו ואת תושבי ארץ ישראל מכל צרה וסוכה מכל נגע ומחלה ויעטרם עטרת ניצחון שים שלום בארץ ובא לציון גואל אמן ואמן. We begin today's daf on Samech Vav עמוד ראשון, and we start on the first line. We are discussing a scenario where the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippurim was lost. Other animals were brought in its stead, and then it was found again. So the Gemara says clearly that you cannot bring the par and sa'ir next Kippur. You have to leave them to die. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asked the question, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda is the same rabbi that said by Shekalim, that Shekalim that were double paid, you're allowed to get a credit to next year. So you see one obligation from one year, you're able to fulfill an obligation of the next year. So seemingly, why then can't you just hold on to the par and the sa'ir and bring them next Kippur? So the Gemara said, we have a gezerah. This is the answer that we're up to. We have a gezerah that we're worried the sa'ir of the hatat might be more than a year old the following year. And the sa'ir hatat, like all hata'ot, can only be within 1 year. The Gemara asked, what do you mean maybe it'll be more than 1 year? It'll definitely be more than 1 year, a year later. Why did the Gemara use lashon gezerah? So the Gemara said, according to Rabbi, that says, when we say a year, it's a solar year, which is 365 days. So it's possible, the way that she explained, that you can go from one Kippur to the other without a full solar year passing. For example, the animal is 8 days old, and you're designated on Erev Kippur, that she says a year later on Kippur will be 364 days. So that's why the Gemara says it's a gezerah. Meaning you're right, there is a case where it'll be okay, but there's other cases, obviously, where it's going to be more than a year old. That's why the sa'ir is not accepted on the next Kippur. So that Gemara says, Hatina sa'ir. That explains the sa'ir. Par, ma'ika le'memar. What about the par? The par is able to be, let's say, 3 years old even. And therefore, we're not worried that from 1 year to the next, that you'll have a problem. So what's the gezerah? So the Gemara says, gezerah par atusair. So the Gemara says, well, like we said earlier, we have a gezerah that if we allow the sa'ir, I'm sorry, if we allow the par, we'll come to allow the sa'ir. So we'll say the par as well. Umishum gezerah yamut. But because of the gezerah, you starve it to death, at least let it be yireh achistayev. Ve'od, and furthermore, Chatat she'avra shenata le'ra'ya azla. Oh, and anyway, we have a rule that a chatat that is more than 1 year old and past its year, the deen is it's disqualified, but you don't kill it, mita. You let it graze until it gets a blemish. The amar is takish chatat she'avra shenata a chatat that past its year ro'in ota ki'ilu yomedet bebet hakevarot. The Kohen has to look at it as if it's standing in the cemetery. What is that point? Meaning, just like a Kohen cannot enter a cemetery because it's Tuma, an animal, a Chatat, that's more than 1 year old, the Kohen has to keep away from this animal. Meaning, you can't slaughter it. You gotta keep away from it like as if it's in the cemetery. And you let it graze. So therefore, the Kohen answers your second question. Even if you want to tell me that that's the concern, Gezerah, maybe it's going to be more than a year, the deen is not correct. It's not Yamut. The deen is Ro'eh, Achi Yistayev. So the Gemara gives the final answer. Ela, Amarava, Gezera Mishum Takala. The issue over here is what the Gemara calls Takala. What's the Takala? We're concerned that you might bring it as a different Korban during the year. These animals were designated for Kippur. So you wait a year and the next Kippur you'll bring them. The concern is that in the interim, during the year, you might end up bringing them for a different korban. And therefore, we're concerned about that takala, like the Gemara is going to explain now. The Tanya and Makdishin, a person is not allowed to consecrate an item. The and Ma'arichin, that is a person saying, Irki alai. That's promising his value to the Beit HaMikdash. Everybody has an intrinsic value, the Torah lists. The and Mahanimin. That's also a form of consecration of property. Bizman hazeh. Today that we do not have a Beit HaMikdash, you cannot consecrate property. Ve'imikdish, ve'arich, ve'arim. Let's say you did. Well, there's no Beit HaMikdash. What are you going to do? It says, be'ma ti'akir. The animal, you have to uproot it. And we'll see what that means. Perot, kesut, ve'kerim. Fruit. Kesut is clothes. Kerim is vessels. Yirkavu. Let them spoil. Ma'ot, monies, v'chli, matechot, and metals. Yoli, chana'a, liyam ha'melach. Throw them into the Dead Sea, and the money will decay. Ve'ezehu ikur. What does it mean when it says, let the animal be uprooted? No'el delet lefane'a. You let the, lock the door in front of it, and it dies of starvation. So you see over here, what's the concern? You're worried about takala. What's the takala? The Gemara says, takala demai. What are you worried about? What's the problem that can happen? If you're telling me you're worried that you might come to bring these as korban, meaning the par and the sa'ir, that resurfaced, right? Yeah, wait till next year. If you're concerned that what, that we're worried that you might bring it as another sacrifice during the year, so every animal that the law is that you have to let it graze until it gets a blemish, we should make a gezerah that it's asur to keep it around, gezerah that you might come to bring it as a korban, which is why did you only say by the par and the sa'id of Yom Kippur that we're worried. Kill it right away. Why? Gezerah that you might come to bring it as a korban. Any animal, for that matter, that the law is you have to graze until it gets a blemish, we should make the same gezerah. So the Gemara is fine. E takala degiza ba'avodah. Maybe the takala is what we're worried that you might come to use its shearings, or you might come to work the animal. Again, afilu kol da'ayot nameh. So again, every animal that the law is you have to let it graze until it gets a blemish, we should make the same gezerah. That what? Takala. Maybe you're going to come in interim to use its shearings, or maybe you're going to come to use its work. So Gemara says, Le'olam takala de'aklaba. Really the concern is what? That we're concerned you might bring it as another korban. Ve'hanak de'lav b'nei aklabaninu. All other animals. For example, a regular animal that now the deen is ro'eh achi yista'ev. It's not a b'nei akra, there's nothing you can do with this animal. A person, let's say, replaced it, got whatever he needed from that animal, he brought it on the mizbeach, then you have an extra animal here. What's the deen? Let it graze. The guy doesn't have any intention to put this on the mizbeach, so I'm not worried that he might come and unintentionally put it on the mizbeach. Lo taridbu, he's not preoccupied. Hach debata krabai taridba. However, the case of the pot in the sa'ir, he's involved, he's preoccupied. Why? Because he knows that this is still viable as a korban. I'll bring it next year. And therefore the concern is, in his preoccupation, he's in the korban head, he might by mistake bring it during the year. And that's a problem. So again, basically the Gemara is saying that the reason ultimately why the pot in the sa'ir, we don't allow you to bring it or wait until next year, as we're concerned about a takala, a mistake that might happen in the interim, that you might end up bringing it as a korban during the year, which is halal. It has to be brought for Kippur. It was designated for Kippur. Hi, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? What about a regular animal? I can mean a koshesh for takala. Because a regular animal, let's say, that has to be grazed until it, like I designated a korban olah, let's say, for whatever purposes. And then I lost it, and I found another one, and I brought that one, and now I have this animal over here. What do I do with it? Let it graze. Oh, why don't you make a gezerah that you might bring it, as a korban, and you can't. So I'm not in the head of bringing it as a korban. I brought my korban already. And I know this animal over here is not a korban. It's not a makeup for anything. But on the part of Sinukim Kippur, I know that it's korbanable, meaning I can bring it as a korban next year. So I'm in the head of korban, so I'm preoccupied in korban. And therefore, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is, I might bring it as a korban prematurely.
So I'm
meta,
just say you're there, and then you don't have to worry.
Because the Biudah holds that hatat sibur is meta. That's basically the bottom line answer of our sugya. The reason why you cannot save the animal from one year to the next is because, it says, v'takala atzma tana'i. This whole concept of dui gozer, that a mistake, that a takala might come out, that itself is a machloket tana'im. V'tanya, we have a braita. Hada, v'tanya hada, we have one braita. Kama. Pesach shelo karev v'rishon. You ever call on Pesach, that for some reason they didn't bring it in the first Pesach. Yikrav v'sheni. So sell it to somebody that needs a Pesach sheni. You have a guy that happened to be tameh. You have a korban that was not used Pesach rishon. Let the guy use a Pesach sheni. Bashini. Oh, now let's say you had a korban that was supposed to be used on Pesach sheni, but it wasn't used. Yikrav v'shana ba'a. Oh, so you see the clip right that clearly says what? You could use it next year. So obviously we're not choshesh that in the interim you're going to bring it as another korban. So here clearly you see we're not worried about takala. So that's the first right that this is a tana holding. We're not worried about takala. The Ritba asks over here, what's the takala? We know that a korban Pesach that's brought during the year, shelo lishma, counts as a shelamim. So what's the problem? No takala. It'll be viable as a shelamim. So the Ritba points out that we're worried if you're going to bring it stam. Because we're going according to the opinion that says korban Pesach needs an akira. But in order to take it out of the Pesach status, you have to have a negative kavanah. Now the takala is he might just bring it stam, and stam is going to be Pesach. And Pesach, l'shem Pesach, during the course of the year is pasul. That's the takala. And so you see this opinion is not worried about that. Because the opinion says, hold it till next year. But we have another bright that says, lo yikrav. No, don't bring that korban Pesach. You gotta get rid of it. Because the Gemara says, "My love, betakala peligi." Must be that the machlokot is bright over here. One rabbi is choshesh for takala, and one rabbi is not. Gemara says, "No, that's not the explanation." The kule alma lo haishina le takala. Both bright thought that takala is not the issue. The akab befluta the rabbi v'rabbanan ka bepalge. And over here we're going back to the machlokot of the rabbi about how do you define a year? Because we know that a korban pesa can only be in its first year. Now, we're going to go back. The Braita that says you could wait until next year, that's going like Rabbi. Because he says a year is 365 days. So since he is 365 days, from one Pesach to another is only 354 days. So therefore, no problem. But Sheikin, according to the Banan, they say it's a lunar year. But from one Pesach to another Pesach, what am I? It's going to be in its second year. So that's the opinion. And therefore, one Pesach Gemaran says, what do you mean we have a Braita? The Braita says the same law applies to the money, meaning a guy designated money for a Pesach Rishon. Alright, he didn't buy it, so give it to somebody that needs it for a Pesach Sheni. Alright, a guy didn't use it for Pesach Sheni, save the money. One rabbi says save the money until next year. Another rabbi of the Braita says no, you gotta get rid of the money. Now here it's nothing to do with a year. The year old does not apply to money. So therefore, obviously, must be what's the machloket? Takala. So the Gemara says, what's the takala? One rabbi says, if you're going to keep the money around, you might have to use it for something else. And you have to, it's earmarked for Korban Pesach. Other rabbi says, no. So you do indeed see that the inyan of takala is a machloket tani. But that is really the bottom line answer. And now the reason why Korban Sa'ir of Kippur and Par, if you lost it and it resurfaced, the reason why we don't let you wait until next year is because of a choshesh of a takala. Okay, comes the next Mishnah. Matnitin. Balo etzel Sa'ir ha-Mishtalaya. We continue the Seder Avodah on Kippur. The Kohen now comes to the Sa'ir ha-Mishtalayah. V'someh shetei yadav alav. And he places his two hands on the animal mitfadeh. And he makes a confession. V'kach haya omer. And this is what he says. Anna Hashem. And now we're going to follow the girsa of the Bach. Avu pash'u hat'u. Right? Following, going to the more severe sin, going down to the less severe. Lefanecha amecha bet Israel, the nation of Israel, Anna. And now the Bach changes that to Bashem, kaper na la'avonot v'la'pesha'im v'la'chata'im she'avu v'she'pash'u v'she'chat'u lefanecha amecha bet Bnei Israel. Bet Israel. Again, atone for the sins of Bnei Israel. Ketuv b'Torat Moshe Avdecha. Like it's written in the Torah of Moshe, Lemor, saying, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper alechem. On this day, God will atone for you, and tahed etchem, to purify you. Mekol hatotechem, all your sins of Hashem, tataru. Front of God, you will become purified. The Mishnah continues. Ve'akohanim ve'aram. And the Kohanim and the nation, ha'omdim ba'azara, that was standing in the courtyard. Kishayu shum'im shema meforash, when they heard the explicit name, meaning when the Kohen would make the vidui and say, Anna Hashem, Anna Bashem, that's the explicit name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu yotzeh b'pi Kohen Gadol, when it came out of the mouth of Kohen Gadol, ayu kor'in u'mishtachavim, they would bow and prostrate themselves, v'noflim ahad penim, and fall on their face, v'omrim Baruch Shem, blessed be the name, kevod malchuto of God's kingdom, le'olam ba'ed. Now, Masru Demi Shaya Molicho. Now, after they do the vidui, they give it to the man in charge of taking it out to throw it off the cliff. Hakol Kesherin Loliko. Everybody is kasher to take the animal off Azazel. You don't necessarily need Kohanim. Ela Sha'asua Kohanim. I think they take out the word Gedolim over there. That is the Logasinan, okay. Ela sha'asua kohanim keva. The kohanim made a rule. Ve'lo ayu manichim et Yisrael leholicho. They didn't allow Yisrael to take the Azazel. They did it themselves. That she says shehidgilu la'asot et the kohanim keva. They established that the kohanim had a set rule liyot modichin oto. Ve'lo ayu bedin shel kohanim manichim et Yisrael leholicho. They did not allow the bedin of kohanim did not allow Yisrael to take out the Sa'ir. Now, Amar Biyoseh, Rabbi Yoseh just proves that it is kasher with everybody. Ma'aseh Bolicho Arsela. There was a fellow by the name of Arsela, and she says that was his name. The Masoret Hasha says Mitziporin. He was from the city of Tziporin. V'Yisraelaya. And he was in Israel, and he took out the Sa'ir Mishtalaya one time. V'Kevesh Asulo. Now, they used to make a ramp for the one that was taking out the Sa'ir HaMishtalayah, Mipnei Bablin, because of the Babylonians, Shayu Mitalshin Besaro, they would pull out his hair. It's Mahloket, whose hair they pulled out? Either the Sa'ir's hair, like it's Mashma from Rashi, because Rashi's Lashon is V'kevesh kimin ma'ala, like a stage, Asu lo shum gavoa v'yotze derech oto ha'kevesh chutz la'azara, he would leave the azara from that ramp, let's say, v'chutz la'ir kedesh shelo yichulav bablim liga b'mishulach, so they will not be able to touch the animal that is being sent. used to pull the animal's hair out. Ve'omrim lo, tol ma'er, get rid of him quickly. We don't want to have an order over here. So they would like harass the animals if the guy was to run away now in order to get his the animal off the mount. Hey, we don't want our sins to remain over here. Go quick to the mount. And some of them actually pull the hair out of the shaliah. They didn't let him do it. That's why the rabbis put a ramp in order to elevate them so they can the guy get out of access. Take it and go. Let's just read. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Balo etzel sa'ir. Tap Rashi in the Mishnah. Hashta adar tanal limilte. Now our Mishnah is going back to its original. Leruyet to teach us beseder avoda. The order. Ve'kama de lahar shekabar koin gadol matan damin shel par v'sa'ir. Exactly in order of the we're learning. After we finished all the bloods of the part in the psyche of the Sadiq Perkin, the Otsiu do Baalo Kuen Etzel Sa'ir Mishtalaya, he would come to the Sa'ir Mishtalaya Bimkom She'amidosham. Remember we learned that they stood it facing Sha'an Kanor, which was the gate that he would exit from? Like we said, Keneged Bet Shiluho. Kedamlina de Perek Tarape Kalpi. Okay, comes the Gemara. Gemara says, when we learn in the Mishnah, that the vidui that was made on the Sa'ir Mishtalaya was for what? For Bet Yisrael. So the Gemara says, V'ilu b'nei Aaron am kedosheka lo kamar. But there was no atonement on the Seir HaMishtaleya for b'nei Aaron. Man Tana, who's that author? Amar Rav Yirmiya, de'lo k'rabi Yehuda. If you remember, we had a great machloket above, amongst the Tanaim. Which animals atone for the Kohanim? One rabbi said, only, that was Rabbi Yehuda, only the par atoned for the Kohanim. The Sa'ir was all for Yisrael, but the Par was all for Kohanim. And we had another opinion that said, no, both the Par and the Sa'ir atoned for the Kohanim as well. So therefore, from our Mishnah's Mashma, there's no atonement by the Seir Mishnah for the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is not going like the Yehuda. The Igre Yehuda, Hamar Yesh Lehem Kapara B'Seir Mishtaleyah. Right, the Yehuda held that indeed the Kohanim did have kapara from the Sa'ir and Mishtaleh. Now Mishnah is mashma, not. Abaye Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaye comes, no, you can even say Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Atu Kohanim Lav Bechal Amichai Yisrael, you know? Why, the Kohanim are not part of Israel? When the Vidui is said, what does he say? Kapel Amichai Bet Israel. What, Kohanim are not part of the Bet Israel? So it's concluding them also. Then I can say the Mishnah is going like the Yehuda as well. That says they are included in the Sa'ir. Comes again what says, Masru Lemishe Molicho. Now they would give the animal to the one that was in charge of bringing it out. Taru Rabbanan, this fellow was called Ish Iti. Okay, which literally means a designated man, meaning he was designated to bring the animal to the mountain. So the Gemara says, Ish Lakshir Etazar. When it says Ish, it comes and tells me you don't need a Kohen. It could even be a non-Kohen. Iti, meaning has to be designated, Sheyeh Mizuman. Good, you have to designate him. Now she says, Mukhan Lekach Me'etmol. And you can't decide who's going to take it out that day on Kippur from already the day before he's designated. Now, the Gemara is Doresh. Iti, what else do we learn from it? Iti can also mean a time. Timely. It. Afilu b'Shabbat. That you can even take the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach on Shabbat. Kippur that falls out on Shabbat. Now, what would be the problem to take it out on Shabbat? The Gemara will explain. What do I need to pasuk to tell me even on Shabbat? Or it's the issur of taking an animal on Shabbat? We'll see. Iti afilu betumah. Even if the guy's tameh, it's also okay. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Of course he can be tameh. He's not in the Beit HaMikdash. He's outside the Beit HaMikdash. He's walking outside to a mountain. What's the problem if he's tameh? The Gemara will explain. Ish lagzir etazar. The Gemara starts. We said that the word ish is coming to me that even a zar is okay. Beshita. It's not a Kohen has to do it, which means we know it's outside the Beit HaMikdash. Obviously not wearing Bigdei Lavan. So why would I think that a Zahar is no good, that I need a Pasuk to come and tell me, oh, each is coming to tell me, even Zahar. Of course, why should a Zahar not be good? Now, the tena kapara ketiva be. Because Bahman the Sa'ir does affect kapara, so I might have think that thought that it has to be done by a Kohen, kamashmalan, that even a Yisrael is okay. Etiva afilu b'Shabbat. And you tell me that in its time, even if it's on Shabbat, lemayil cheta, what's the halakha? Why shouldn't it be permissible on Shabbat? What's the problem? Amar af sheshat, lomar shimaya chole, markibo al ketefo. that if the animal is sick, he can carry it. He can put the animal on his shoulder and carry it. Now on Shabbat, you can't carry. Comes to Pasuk and says, Ishoiti! Even on Shabbat, if he has to carry the animal because it's sick, it's okay. Keman delo kerebinatan. Now we learned the Masechet Shabbat, a great mahloket, if we say hay nose et atzmo. Do we say that an animal or a living being carries its own weight? So obviously we're going according to opinion over here, not like Rabbi Natan. Di Rabbi Natan ha'amar hay nose et atzmo. Rabbi Natan says, really, min haTorah, you can carry an animal. If it's an animal that's alive on Shabbat, why? Because basically the animal carries its own weight. If anything, it'll only be Isur Drabanan. And we have a rule that we're not going to put an Isur Drabanan in the service of the Beit HaMikdash. So when the Gemara is saying over here that the issue would have been if the animal is sick, you're carrying it, obviously we're going according to the opinion that says that Hay Noseet, Hay Eno Noseet Tatsmo, that really that's Asur Min HaTorah. And that's why I have a pasuk to come and tell you, still, it's okay. Gemara says, no. Afilu tema rabbi natan. I can even go according to the opinion that says, Haino se tatzmo, hala shani. But when the animal is sick, he doesn't carry his own weight. He's dead weight again. What's the whole logic of Haino se tatzmo? Because he carries him, he helps. He shifts his weight, etc. And therefore it's considered that he carries his own weight. However, an animal that's sick is dead weight again. And therefore, even rabbi natan will agree, over here will be sued. Doraita. And that's why he has to come and tell me Iti even on Shabbat. Amar Aflam. Aflam says a big hadush over here. Aflam's gonna say, Zotomerit Iruv Veotzah le Shabbat Vein Iruv Veotzah le Yom Kippurim. You see over here that what? According to this opinion, you're allowed to carry on Kippur.
Right.
Because why did the Gemara have to say Iti le Shabbat? You just say Iti le Kippur. Ela must be on a regular Kippur during the week. No problem of carrying. That's why there's no problem. Even if the animal was sick, you carry it. The Hiddush is what? On Shabbat, you're going to have a problem because they're carrying his Isur. So this opinion obviously holds what? En Hotza'ah ve'eruv. Now when the word Eruv is said, Eruv and Hotza'ah are interrelated, obviously. The whole reason why you make Eruv Haserot is because of the Isur of Hotza'ah. So the point is, for Kippur, there's no Eruv Hotza'ah, but Shabbat, obviously, there is. The Tav Tosfot comes along and says, Rafram's opinion was rejected categorically in Masechet Keritu Dav Yudalid, and the Maskana, bottom line, of course, there is Hotza'ah, and Eruv, obviously, Legabe Kippur as well. Let's read Rashi, Zot Omere, Mid Itzterich, Limitni iti afilu b'Shabbat. In fact, he had to tell me iti even on Shabbat. Ika lemashma. We can learn over here the en isur that there's not going to be an isur eruv vehotzah liyom kippurim. Dei yom kippurim ke Shabbat lehotzah. Lama liyikra latil masah b'Shabbat? What do you have to go to Shabbat for? Hare kishachat b'chol nami kishabbat dame. Even if it falls on the weekday, it's like Shabbat. V'kamar achmanah yishalichenu. Right. Now, period in this Rashi. Now continue. Rashi just says, Eruv keden nasbar. When the Gemara uses Lashon Hotzan, Eruv. Eruv is derech agave through the word Eruvin. Ela deha behatalia. Because the Eruv is dependent on the law of Hotzah. De lo tiknu achim Eruv behatzerot. Ela bezvil isur Hotzah. Shegazru Hotzaam reshut reshut gezram reshut hotzaam reshut yachid reshut rabim. Right, the rabbis were gozer that you cannot carry even in a private area like a eruv, like a chatzer gezram that you might come to carry in private to public. So therefore, you see over here what you see that the Gemara is coming to say according to Rafram, at least in this Gemara, that there is no problem of carrying on Kippur. That's what we have to go to. Shabbat. Comes the Gemara and says, Iti v'afilu betumah. Right? So the Gemara says, even if the guy that's bringing the animal to the mountain is tameh, it's okay. Gemara says, Mayil Kheta. What's the Hiddush? Which means, why? It's outside the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, of course, why shouldn't I allow him to be tameh? Amar Rav Sheshat Hiddush Lomar, She'im Nitma Mishalecho. If the guy that's sending it out is Tameh, Nichnas Tameh La'azara Umshalecho. He's allowed to go into the Azara to pick it up. Which wow. Is, where's the animal standing? In the Azara for Rav Shani Kanor. The Hiddush is we let the guy go in Bitum'at the Azara and it's handed off to him by the Kohen and he takes it out from the Azara. And that's already, you need to get it at the Katuv. Because she really cannot go in the Azara. Bitum'ah. Now, the Gemara goes on to a series of questions that they asked Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer knew the answer to these questions, but he deflected them. He didn't give a clear answer, and the Gemara is going to say the reason why he deflected them is because he hadn't heard a definitive answer on these subjects from his rabbi, and he was careful only to give answers to questions that he heard that were explained by his rabbi. Now, the Gemara says, "Shalu et Rabbi Eliezer, hala ma'u shiyarkibeu al ketefo." They said the question that we just discussed. The animal, the Azazel, got sick. Right? Could you carry it on his shoulders or his back to the mountain? Amad lahem, yacholu leharkiv aniv atem. He comes up, what do you mean? A sick goat? Even a sick goat is strong enough that it can carry both of us. Which means, what are you asking a sick animal? You think a sick animal is so weak? A sick animal, if we would ride on it, it'd be able to carry us. So he deflected. So the Gemara says, "Hala mishalecho ma'uchi yishalechenu biyad acher." Let's say the shaliach that's bringing the animal, he got sick. Are you allowed to designate on Kippur to bring another guy to be the shaliach? Amar lahem, ehe b'shalom ani v'atem. We'll live in peace. We don't have to worry about this. We're not the shaliach. This is not our subject. Which means this doesn't bother us. This that she says. Look at Rashi. Yachol l'arkiv ani v'atem. Bari v'hazak ha'yasai l'arkiv oti v'etchem alav. He can carry both of us. L'kaman ha'minin sh'lo yachafes l'ashiv al sh'elatam ma'shelo sh'ma m'pirabbo. Aha'ehem b'shlom ani v'atem. Kolomar, ma l'achem n'sh'ol ha'zot lo ani v'lo atem n'skak m'shelo. What are you asking? We're never going to be the shaliach anyway. Now, they ask them the next question. Dachafo v'lo met. Now, let's say they pushed it off the mountain, but it didn't die. Mao shiyered acharav yemitenu. Should he go after it and he has to kill it? Amar lahem ken yovdu kol oyvecha Hashem. He said, "We wish all our enemies should die like this." Again, he deflected it, meaning we hope all our enemies should be thrown off a mountain and die. The hakamim omrim, but the rabbis gave definitive answers. Hala, if the animal got sick, merkibo al ketefo. Hala mishalicho. Yishalechenu biyad acher. Dachafo v'lo met, yered acharav yemitenu. Okay, now once the Gemara started with the questions that they asked Rabbi Eliezer, we discussed some more questions that they asked Rabbi Eliezer, and he also deflected them because he didn't want to answer something that he did not hear specifically from his rabbi. So the Gemara says, Sha'alu et Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, Peloni ma'u le'olam abba. So and so, what's his status in Olam Abba? Now, who are they talking about? Which person? So look at the Tosafot. Peloni ma'ol le'olam abba, pirush lah Avshalom. Now we're asking about Avshalom, the son of David. Sheba al pilagshe aviv. Because he had relations with his father's David's concubines. Ma'u le'olam abba. Now what's the question? Misviralan hadamarav nashim b'ketubah v'kedushin pilagshim b'lo ketubah b'lo kedushin. Do you hold that a pileg is not a v'ketubah and kedushin? Therefore it's not really considered in Isur what he did, because they really don't have a kedushin. How can I mean a pileg kohen gadol? Oh no. Now if it's a avon he did, that affects his olam abba. If it's okay, then he's in. So that was it. Does Avshalom have Olam Abba? That's one way of understanding the question. The Yesh Mefarshim Tosfot says, Sheshalu al Shilomo. They asked the Shilomo HaMelech of Olam Abba. Mi Sfira Lan Kerebi Yunatan Damar Ko Na Omer Shilomo Chat Shilomo Chata Enu Ela Tu'e. It says Shilomo did Avodah Zarah. The question is that an exaggeration in the Pasuk? That his wife just did it and he condoned it? And therefore, he didn't really commit the sin, therefore he gets Olam Abba. Shneimar ve'lo haya lebabo shalem kelbab David Abiv. It just says he wasn't as perfect as his father David, but he was perfect. Hu de'lo haya mechta aname lo haya chata, but he didn't sin. Haki amar reperek b'meim. Or do you say no, that he actually committed the sin of Avodah Zarah? So they ask the media as a pointed questions. Av shalom yesh lo chalek le'olam Abba, or shalom ha'melech, which means again, Do we follow the opinion that says he actually sinned, or do you say no? It was a ki'ilu. Amar leh. So he answers back to them, "Alehu, lo she'iltuni ila al ploni." Well, you're only asking on them. That's your only question. Again, a deflection. He doesn't answer yes. He doesn't answer no. Next question. So the Gagot Abba over here says, "Lo she'iltuni ila al ploni uploni ma'ale olam abba amar lehem." Lo she'altuni ela al ploni. Okay, so Amalei mitod, no, you only asked me on so and so. Now, next question. Ma'u lehatzil ro'e kivsa min ha'ari. Okay, question like this. Can we save the kivsa, the lamb or the sheep, from the lion? Who's the lamb? Who's the lion? Tosfot. Ma'u latzila kibsa min ha'ari. Did Tosfot? Kelomar. Batsheva miyad David. Batsheva is considered the lamb, and David is considered the lion. Mis viralan. Do we hold the Amar Rabbi Yonatan in Masechet Ketubot kala yotze lemilchemet bet David get kiritut kotev leishto? Right? We have a tradition that says anybody that went out to the wars in the times of David would give a get to his wife, a conditional get. Okay, if he doesn't return by a certain date. And therefore what David did when he was with Bathsheba, he was in the clear. Because she wasn't married retroactively. Or do you say no? That what? That David committed something over here. V'uriyah kataf get le Bathsheba. Mau. That's it. So that's the first question. Which means the kivsa from the Ari. Do you save Bathsheba from the lion? Meaning, is she guilty or not? What Bathsheba did with David, do we save the kivsa from the lion or not? Amar lahem, lo she'altuni ela ala kivsa. You only ask me about the sheep. Ma'u latzil haru'e min ha'ari. What about the shepherd from the lion? Who's the shepherd? Uriah ha'chiti was Bathsheba's husband. Now, Uriah, in front of David, David HaMelech told Uriah, go back home. Uriah said, how can I go back home? Vadoni Yoav, my master Yoav is in the field. So there's a great mahloket. At that point, is that considered Mored B'Malchut? One opinion says, that's considered rebellious because you don't call Yoav your master in front of David. That's Mored B'Malchut. Therefore, David had a right to kill him, as he did. Or do you say no? Holkim Kavod Letalmid B'Fnei Harav. You can't give respect to the Talmid Yoav in front of the master. So Rabbi Eliezer deflects the Bathsheba question. Says, oh, ask me, do we...
says that.
Amar lahim, lo she'altuni ela ikavsa. Okay, so he told them, you only asked me on the sheep. So they go, okay, fine. They asked them a further question. They're the students. Ma'u latzila ruhim min ha'ari. Could we save Uriah from... the lion, David, which is Uriah innocent or not? What was the story over there with Uriah when he called Yoav his master? Is he guilty? Is he not? Amar lahem, lo she'altuni ela al ro'eh. What, you're only asking me about the Uriah? You're only asking me about the shepherd? Again, deflection. So, okay, they continue. Memzer ma'u lirash. Okay, a memzer. That's a child born from, let's say, an adulterous relationship. For example, does a mamzer have rights of inheritance? So he asks back, "Ma'u liyabim?" Well, does he have rights to make yibum? Which means, he answered the question with a question. Which means, if let's say mamzer falls, his brother dies, okay, now he has to marry his sister. Does the mamzer fulfill the mitzvah of yibum? He asked that question to him. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ma'u lasud et beto." Are you allowed to plaster your house? They asked them. After the Churban Bet HaMikdash, you have to leave a little area, you know, as a unplastered, as a commemorance to the destruction. So they asked him, does that apply? Ma'u lisud et beto. Rashi says, "Bizman hazeh mi asur mepnei tsar churban habayit." So what does he answer back? Ma'u lisud et kivro. Are you allowed to plaster your graves? Which means there was a custom in the olden days as well that they used to put the
plaster them back. Maula sud et kibro.
He tears them back. Do you have to plaster the graves? Which means in the olden days they used to plaster the graves. It was a form of marking the spot where the grave was, so the kohanim will not become tamer. So they don't. They're able to eat the tirumah betara. So he was asking back. Well, today that we don't have tirumah, right? Because there's no bet hamikdash. So therefore. Could be, we don't have to plaster the graves anymore to make a sign. Again, deflection. Lo mipnei shifligan bedevarim. Don't think he didn't answer them, and he diverted them, like a person's trying to divert somebody when he doesn't know the answer. Ela mipnei shelo amar davar shelo shama mepirabo me'olam. Because he never said anything that he did not explicitly hear from his rabbi. And that was his policy. Now comes the Gemara and says, "Sha'ala isha hakamat Rabbi Eliezer." A wise lady once asked Rabbi Eliezer, "Me'achar shema'aseh ha'egel shavin?" When the Jewish people worshipped the egel, the golden calf, bottom line, everybody worshipped it. It's avodah zarah. Mipnei ma en mitatan shaveh? How come there were three different deaths? The Gemara is going to tell us some people died from the sword, some people died of a plague, and some people died of hadrakon, which is dropsy. Which means, if it's the same sin of Avodah Zarah, this lady asked, why three different punishments? Amar la, en chokhmah li'isha ela bepalech. He answered, the wisdom of a lady is limited to her yarn sticks, which means go knit a sweater. This is not your subject. What are you asking questions over here on the Torah? The chokhmah of a lady, don't ask out of your field. V'chenu omer, the pasuk says, v'chol isha hachmat lev. All the wise ladies, what did they do? B'yadeh atavu. With their hands, they sewed the curtains for the Beit HaMikdash, for the Mishkan. Now, but the Gemara says, it's a good question. So the Gemara now analyzes that. Itmar, Rav v'Levi, Chad Amar. One rabbi says like this. Zibeyah v'kiter. Anybody that sacrificed or brought incense in front of the egel, b'sayif. They got the most severe punishment, but that's considered avodah zarah. Mamash bringing a sacrifice to the idolatry. The punishment is sayif. That she asked, what do you mean? Avodah zarah is punished by sikila. But that's only after Matan Torah. This was talking about before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, the punishment of Bnei Noah of avodah zarah is sayif. So therefore they got punished like Bnei Noah. Gafaf v'nishek, if he hugged the egel or kissed the egel, b'mita. Then he got died of the plague. Sameyach bilbabo, if he was happy in his heart of what was going on, badrok, and then he died of dropsy. Vehadama, another opinion says, edim vehatra'a, if there were witnesses and he was warned not to serve the avodah zarah, besides, he got the most severe punishment of the sword. Edim bilo atra'a, if there were witnesses but they didn't warn him, bemita, he just got the regular death of plague. Lo edim bilo atra'a, no witnesses and no warning. Badroke, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shevto shel Levi lo avad avodat kochavim. During that incident of the Egel, all Bnei Yisrael were involved, but the tribe of Levi did not worship the Egel. Shne'emar v'yamod Moshe b'sha'ar ha'machane, and the pasuk says, v'yomer mi l'Hashem elai. Right, who's the God? Come to me. But yes, if we love called Bnei Levi, the whole tribe of Levi called Bnei Levi came to him. So you see, Levi was not involved. Gemara says, what do you mean? Yativ Rabina v'kama lehashmata. Rabina was sitting and he said over this fake douche that Levi was not involved. Etive Bnei Rapapa bar abal Rabina. So the sons of Rapapa asked a question to Rabina. Ha'omer le'abiv ul'imo lo re'itiv. What are you talking about? It says, when Moshe blessed the tribe of Nevi, it says one of the praises he gave them is that Nevi was so zealous that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Hashem Elai, the tribe of Nevi went out and they killed their own family members. They said about their own father and mother, I don't know you, implying what? That their father and mother worshipped Avodah Zarah. The end of the Pasuk says, Ve'et banav lo yada. They didn't even recognize their brothers, their sons, meaning they killed even their sons. And they're own brothers. What are you talking about? Which means if you just told me that the tribe of Levi did not worship Avodah Zarah, then how are they killing their mothers and fathers and brothers and sons? That means the tribe of Levi also worshipped the Egel. Again, after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go out and kill anybody that's worshipping. And Moshe Rabbeinu praises the tribe of Levi and says, wow, they were great. They didn't even, you know, they didn't know their own parents. So the Gemara says, no. Abib, what does their father mean? Abi Immo Mi'Israel. It means their maternal grandfather. A father is also called a grandfather sometimes. I mean, a grandfather is called a father sometimes. And it was the maternal grandfather who was Yisrael. Ehav, their brothers, Ehav Me'imom Yisrael. It was their brothers from their mother who was married to a Yisrael from a different marriage. We call it a half brother. Banav, Bene Bitom Yisrael. Their grandchildren from their daughters who married Yisrael. Correct? The daughter of Levi married out that grandson. So therefore, no Levi proper worshipped Avodah. That's the pshat in those pesukim. The Kevish Rasulo, it says what? They made a ramp, right? To bring the guy out to save him from the violence that they would do to him by pulling the hair out of the animal, let's say, when he left. These guys were not Babylonians. Ela Alexandriim hayu. They were people from Alexandria. But since there was so much resentment at the time to the Babliim, they would call them Babliim. Which means they nicknamed the Alexandriim, they called them Babliim because there was much resentment that people had against the Babliim. They were nicknamed for these type of people. In any event, the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo Babliim are you? Alexandriim are you? They weren't Babliim, they were Alexandriim. Amalo Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, Tanuach dachtecha. Your mind should be settled, because you settled my mind, because Rabbi Yosef was from Babylonia. And therefore, he said, these Babylonians were the guys that were pulling the hair out. He said, oh no, it was the Alexandriim. He said, oh, you rested my mind. It's not us. It was the Alexandriim. He says, God should give you peace of mind, because you gave me peace of mind. Now she says three lines on the bottom. It was difficult for him to say such a thing. Last point, the Gemara says, Tana. Right, they would tell him, take it and leave, take the tzair fast and go out. Tana. Ma shahe sefira den. What are you letting the safira, the goat, shaheh, delay? The sins of the generation, sagian, are great. That was what they were saying. Hey, what are you taking your time? Get this thing out of here and go bring it. Let's read the last Rashi. Ma shahe safira den vechobe dara sagian. Ma mitakev sa'ir zekan. What are you leaving the sa'ir over here? Va'avonot ador merubin ve'en halav. They're on the animal. Therefore, take it off and throw it off the mount so Bnei Yisrael can have kapara.